This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is ordering the six groups in the legislative redistricting lawsuit to split the cost of the two consultants the court hired to review new options. The total bill is $128,000. The court ended up not having to rule. Governor Evers and the legislature reached a deal on new maps themselves. U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde will debate on Friday night, October 8th. The debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Baldwin is a Democrat seeking a third term. Hovde is a Republican who ran for Senate 12 years ago. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The Attorney General's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says anything beyond lawful protests will not be tolerated during the Republican National Convention. Protesters have two outdoor stages outside the perimeter. One of them is within sight of Fiserv Forum. The RNC runs July 15th through the 18th. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The beaches in Wood County are currently all open after high bacteria counts earlier this month. Keep in mind that heavy rain can affect water quality. The Wood County Parks and Forestry staff recommend that it's best to wait to go swimming until 24 to 48 hours after a heavy rain event. They will continue to monitor the water quality of Wood County beaches through the end of August. If you would like to join the Wood County State Wildlife Area Advisory Committee, you have until June 28th to turn in your application. This committee will work to make the state wildlife area in the town of Remington even more amazing. You can contact the Parks and Forestry Office in Wisconsin Rapids for an application. There's a blood drive scheduled next week in Wisconsin Rapids. It's at VFW Post 2534 on Friday, July 5th from 9 to 1. You can visit communityblood.org to schedule an appointment. County AA in the town of Port Edwards will be closed daily to make repairs in washed out areas. County AA between Lynn Hill Road and County Highway JJ will be closed daily until further notice. The road will reopen once repairs are completed. Phone scammers are active in Marathon County. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office warns scammers are calling people and claiming to be with the department. They give an alarming message about missed court dates, warrants for arrest, or criminal summonses that need to be picked up at the courthouse. Remember that the Sheriff's Office will never call regarding a warrant, missed court dates, summons, or similar matters. If you receive a call like this, never provide personal information or payment over the phone. Hang up immediately. If you did provide any financial information, contact your local law enforcement right away by calling 715-261-1200. People in Wisconsin Rapids are reporting door-to-door salesmen asking to inspect their roofs for damage. The city recommends for people to be careful when choosing a contractor for repairs. Storm chasers are active after a wind or hail event that causes damage. Some of them are scammers. Be sure to fully investigate contractors before engaging in any transactions with a business. Any contractor working on a home must be licensed through the state of Wisconsin. There's a Veterans Expo and Pact Act event tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. You can join VA Medical Center and Wood County Veterans Service Office staff on Wednesday, June 26th. They'll be at Crossview Church from 9 to 2, providing resources for the veteran community. There's also a Veterans Town Hall meeting from 11 to noon on Wednesday. For more information, you can contact Amanda Batchko at 608-372-3971. The marijuana debate has been ongoing for quite a while now here in the Badger State, and there's a gray area. Brittany Merlot has the story.
A WPR bill in 2018 legalized the use and production of hemp, which is a cannabis plant containing no more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC. Since then, regulations on the product have been loose, allowing for different options and ways for the product to be used and sold, and it's making law enforcement's job a lot harder. Officers have to use clues from the traffic stop, the packaging, other stuff that's in the vehicle, and speaking with the driver to determine whether it's actually illegal Delta-9 THC or if it's the Delta-8 CBD.
There's an open house later today to meet the GI team and tour the new unit at Aspirus Riverview Hospital. You can stop down between 3 and 6 on Tuesday, June 25th. No need to RSVP. The ribbon cutting will be at 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1. Then got a 5-run rally started in the 6th, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, you know, first pitch or not. Just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More good news for theater owners and studios regarding the summer box office. Moviegoers are back, at least for the time being. Inside Out 2 pulled in $101 million at the U.S. box office. The film took in $155 million its opening weekend and showed an impressive 33% drop-off in week two. Inside Out 2's second weekend is the best ever for an animated film and the 7th best second weekend at the box office of all time. The film about a young teen dealing with her emotions, who just happen to appear as hilarious characters in the film, shows no signs of relinquishing the top spot. A Quiet Place Day One opens this coming weekend and is expected to pull in roughly $42 million at the gate, but that probably won't be enough to knock off Inside Out 2, which would make it a three-week champ. Bad Boys is still riding and won't die, coming in second place again with $18 million, and newcomer The Bike Riders, a film about a motorcycle club in 1960s Chicago, opened in third with close to $10 million. It's always interesting when an actor rips on one of the movies he was the star of. Andrew McCarthy is doing everything he can to promote his new documentary Bratz on Hulu. During a recent interview, the 59-year-old actor took a shot at one of his own movies, 1986's Pretty in Pink, which was written by John Hughes and also starred Molly Ringwald and John Cryer. However, when asked how he thought it compared to his film Mannequin, he faked an injury and left the interview. Jason Biggs' wife recently let it be known she did not see American Pie until after the couple were married. Jenny Mollen claims she was too highbrow at the time and busy spending time in indie video stores and doing high-end theater to watch the film. Biggs actually thought it was refreshing that his new girlfriend at the time had not seen it. Mollen eventually saw the film and said she enjoyed it and now understands why Biggs likes to attend bake sales alone. Justin Timberlake, while performing in front of a sold-out crowd in Chicago, addressed his recent driving while sloppy drunk charge in the Hamptons from the stage, telling the audience it's been a tough week. The crowd, most of whom probably spent an entire paycheck to get in, went crazy, showing rabid support for their idol as he continues to negotiate through this difficult time of leaving million-dollar homes and $100,000 cars and flying private jets to work. This kid's gonna be okay. Swifties come in all shapes and sizes, even ones that look like actors Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise. Both were spotted separately at Swift's Eras Tour in London at Wembley Stadium. Cruise was spotted trying to lay low. English thespian Grant, however, posted on social media giving high praise for Swift, her team, and Travis Kelce, after which he hashtagged tequila shots. Sounds like a wild night, but don't worry, Justin Timberlake was their designated driver. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 84. For tonight, mostly clear and lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 74 on your Wednesday. Clear skies, 51 Wednesday night, 75 on Thursday, 73 with a few thunderstorms on Friday. Right now, it's 74.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.